For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2022 February Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Merrill Miller, director of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Second speaker is Colonel Williams. He is teaching on Sea Beast. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The Apostle Paul said, if after the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Once again, he said, if after the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage of me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for the morrow we die. Paul said, after the manner of men, he fought with beasts at Ephesus. What was Paul saying? He had encounters with furious, fierce, savage men. He had encounters with fierce, bestial men, or men of a fierce beast nature. He had encounters with evil beast spirits manifesting in men. He had encounters with brutal men and beast spirits. Many of you in deliverance ministry, you probably have prayed for people and they begin to growl like a beast, growl like a tiger, or growl like a demonic lion, or hiss like a serpent. Beast spirits are on the rise and they are going to intensify. In the Journal of Theological Studies by a man by the name of Guy Williams, once again, in the Journal of Theological Studies, there's a man by the name of Guy Williams. He gives two major points. He said in Jewish apocalyptic circles, wild animals, beasts, were commonly used in reference to evil spirits. Let me say that again. Wild animals and beasts were commonly used to reference evil spirits and supernatural monsters. The second major point he gave was referring to demons. As wild animals, beasts were commonly used in reference to Paul's encounter in Ephesus. And we know that Paul did encounter dark demonic powers in Ephesus while he was operating in Ephesus. And we find that in the book of Acts chapter 19, Acts chapter 19. Let's just stay there with that. We find that in the book of Acts chapter what? 19. I'll let you do that on your own research. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 13 verse 1. In Revelation chapter 13 verse 1, it says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, the Antichrist arising from the masses of humanity, having what? 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. In symbolic language, this is the appearance of the beast, in symbolic language, had the appearance of a dragon. 7 heads and horns, crowns. The appearance of the beast coming out of the sea also has the appearance of a dragon. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, the adversary of our soul is called the great dragon. How many of you know that the enemy of our soul will always leave his mark? He will always leave what? A footprint. 7 heads are symbolic language. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 17. Let's look at verse 9. The book of Revelation chapter 17, let's look at verse 9. Here is the mind that hath wisdom. 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman, what? Sitteth. Mountains represent governmental kingdoms. 10 horns, horns of symbolic of power and authority. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12 again. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12. And the 10 horns that thou sawest and the 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power, have kings 1 hour with the beast. 1 hour in the Greek means a time and a season. 10 crowns. 10 kings will have great authority and power. The Antichrist will arise from among a federation of 10 powerful kings. The names of blasphemy. These world leaders will stand in open defiance of all that is holy and of anything that has to do with God. They will align themselves in blasphemy with the sea beast, which is the Antichrist. They will become defiant. In Revelation chapter 13, let's look at verse 2. The book of Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at verse 2. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, symbolic language. And his mouth has the mouth of a lion, and the dragon did what? Gave him his power and his authority and his great authority. The sea beast, the Antichrist, will possess the power and a personality of ancient empires. Let me say that again because I want somebody to get it. The sea beast, the Antichrist, will possess the power and personality of ancient empires. He will combine their strength and possess none of their weaknesses. Body of a leopard. His power to rise will be swift. Body of a leopard. His power to rise will be swift. Feet like a bear. The sea beast will do what? Crush his opponent. Feet like a bear. The sea beast, the Antichrist, will crush his opponent. Mouth like a lion. The sea beast, the Antichrist, like a lion, he will devour all who stand in his way. Like a lion, he will devour all who stand in his way. And many of you know the word of God. He will wear out the saints. Verse 2. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Where does the sea beast, where does the Antichrist get power and great authority? And I was amazed when I look up some of the Greek word about power and authority. It falls up under dunamis and exousia. And the dragon gave him his seat. That Greek word throne, would mean his throne, his seat. The dragon gave him dominion to rule. And the dragon gave him his authority. Exousia, physical, mental power, power of authority and influence will be given to the sea beast by the dragon. Turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 8. Turn to the book of St. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 8. The dragon gave the sea beast power, dominion, and authority. In Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 8, we're going to find out that the dragon offered to give Jesus, dunamis, and exousia. Strength, power, ability, power of authority and influence. Look at verse 5. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain. You know, I often wonder, how did the devil take Jesus up? Did he pick him up? Did he pick Jesus up? I often wonder about that. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in one mountain of time. Look at verse 6 closely. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them that is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give it. Here's the devil telling Jesus, I can give you power. That word give has a connection with impartation. I think we have to be very discerning and prayerful when we hear certain conferences say, come over to our conference. We're going to impart something to you. I want to make sure it's imparting in the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit like Paul in Romans, and make sure it's not an impartation of demonic power. There was a friend of my wife who went to Jamaica. The pastor laid hands on her. This woman received a false tongues and received a false language. She came back to America, started speaking in a Jamaican accent. Her husband thought she was going insane to the point he was saying he was about to divorce her. But thank God that Jesus loved her so much. When we prayed for her, Jesus set that captive free and broke that false impartation and broke that false laying on of hands. Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Laying on of hands, listen, that's the apostolic commission of the church. But we have to operate in the gift of discerning. Now, look at verse 7 of Luke chapter 4. If therefore thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Look at verse 8. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only, what? Shall thou, what? Serve. Now let's read Revelation chapter 13, verse 3 to 8. The book of Revelation chapter 13, I'm going to begin reading again at verses 3 to 8. Verse 3, one of his heads seemed to have a deadly wound, but his death stroke was healed, and the whole earth went after the beast in amazement and aspiration to see beast. Verse 4, they fell down and paid homage to the dragon because he had bestowed on the beast all his dominion and authority. They also praised and worshiped the sea beast, exclaiming, who is a match for the sea beast, the Antichrist? Who can make war against him? Verse 5, and the beast was given the power of speech, uttering boasting, fool, and blasphemous words, and he was given freedom to exert his authority and to exercise his will during for what? 42 months, 3.5 years. Verse 6, he will open his mouth to speak slander against God, blaspheming his name and his abode, even validifying those who live in heaven. His sea beast, he will be very defiant, the Antichrist. Verse 7, he was further permitted to wage war on God's holy people, the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given to him to extend his authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. Last verse, verse 8. And this is where what I saw in the dream. I saw the blue letter flying in the air from Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 8. And I'm going to stop right at verse 8. And all the inhabitants of the earth will fall down in adoration and pay homage to him. Everyone whose name has not been recorded in the book of life of the Lamb that was slain and sacrificed from the foundation of the world. That confrontation, that circumstance at the store made me begin that this present day, the Antichrist beast system is full speed ahead. We are seeing in our day the visible workings of the Antichrist beast system in America and even among the nations of the world. Shadow government over our presidential election. Marxist, socialist ideologies. Loss of privacy rights. Freedoms. Gun control. Loss of political and religious rights. The beast system is full speed ahead. Forms of mind controls and spells to influence the masses of the people. Surveillance cameras, facial recognition cameras, and please let me add this, they want your birth date. Google and other internet search engines spy on you every day. All your emails are spied on. All your texts are spied on. What happened to freedom and Lady Liberty? Spy and track viewing computers. Spy and track cell phones. Spy and track television, spy and track washing machines. The Antichrist, the sea beast system is full speed ahead. Security agencies now, when you go to shop, can falsely label you as a suspicious person, a Christian, or a veteran of Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Desert Storm. They're veterans. They're suspicious people. Turn the camera up louder, George. Secret chips in your credit card, in your smart card, in your debit cards. Flying drones to patrol your streets. Now they got robot drones in the malls. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to watch you. You better not steal my sensors. Warning, can say warning, danger, danger. Let me give you one more scripture. I thank God for the, he spoke to me through a circumstance. He spoke to me through a confrontation. I thank God that he spoke to me through a dream. I could have, if I would have got in my flesh with that client in that store, I would have missed what God had for me. I thank God that he was able to speak to my heart. I thank God that because he had something for me. He wanted to give me instruction on what he wanted me to bring to the people. All right. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. This is the last scripture. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that we are in the last time. Father, I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you for revelatory insight. I thank you for the two dreams that you gave me. One, that many are voluntarily accepting the Antichrist system. Many are being voluntarily programmed without any resistance. And I thank you, Father God, that I was able to hear you speak in that store. And Father, as a watchman on the wall, I want to decree and declare to your people, Lord, that the Antichrist, the CB's Antichrist beast system is full speed ahead. Father, but I pray on behalf of your people that you will quicken our hearts to be sensitive in the spirit, Lord, to be fully aware of our surroundings, O Lord. In the mighty, precious, holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Come on, give Jesus a clap if you were blessed by that. Jesus, not myself. Jesus. Yes. Yes. I pray that many of you are blessed by that. By that. That's the title of the subject will be CBs, which is the Antichrist. Is that right? Amen. And we now have a coming land beast. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's get ready. Ready to move. Yeah, praise the Lord. I want to ask a question. Is there anyone that have that needs prayer? We would like to possibly pray one on one. We usually move in mass deliverance, but I want to see how the Holy Spirit leads me. And if he's not flowing in that area, then I know I have a shift. Okay. I want to start by asking, I heard something the other night. I want to bring it up again. I want to first start by asking, is there anybody out here that is on medication for lupus? Okay. All right. No? Okay. That's good. Okay. Is there anybody here that having problems with varicose veins? Okay. Is that Mrs. Lisa Moore?
Ruth Olson, I believe, raised her hand.
Okay, in the middle. Ruth Olson. Mrs. Olson, God bless you. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I wanted to say that either the Moody's or the Millers wrote a booklet called From Whence Came St. Valentine's Day, and they talk about that wolf in there. It's connected with Valentine's Day. You can find that at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, From Whence Came St. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in agreement with you. Lycanthropy?
Yeah.
You know, werewolf festivities. Yeah. I'm in agreement with you. Yeah, and yes, I'm in agreement with you. You a whole lot. Thank you so much for that information, though. Okay, are you suffering? Are you going through with varicose veins? I don't like to say suffering.
I have had varicose veins for years and years and years, and I've had many surgeries, but I also have a cancer in my upper left kidney that it grew 3 millimeters last year.
Okay. Can I first ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any, has a young woman or a middle-aged woman, is there any rejection toward any guardianship? Is there felt like not being loved, rejection? Or is there any type of dislike or hatred for anyone who raised you or in the area of guardianship?
So I'm just going through that now because I got very, very, very sick after Christmas. And the grounds were because my mother, I was born on December 24th, which is a witchcraft holiday. And my mother in nursing school learned to not feed the baby when they cry. You wait 4 hours before you even touch the baby and pick them up. So I didn't get fed, so my mother beat me and my older brother. So yes, this is a very serious thing. And
I didn't mean to open up any new wounds.
No, it's not new. I'm working on this right now.
I just wanted, and thank you for your kindness. Just want to get to the root of that problem.
And then my father broke our spirits. He believed he had to break our spirits like he broke a horse. And a friend of mine who's helping me with my book, she believes that I may have been molested by my father, but I don't have any indication of that. But there is a lot of child sexual abuse. Not like it was my grandpa and my uncle and some army men and others.
Okay. Well, can I just begin to pray with you in some of those areas?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Repeat after me. Say, Holy Father.
Holy Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
Ah, beautiful. Yeshua Mashiach. In the mighty name of Yeshua. I ask you.
I ask you.
Forgive my ancestors.
To forgive my ancestors.
For opening any demonic portals.
For opening all the demonic portals. My dad was in an Order of the Arrow Boy Scout thing, and then he was a Lutheran pastor, and he baptized babies. Those are terrible.
Okay, but let us pray through. I say this humbly to you, but let us pray through first, okay? Okay? All right, let's go again. Say Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Yeshua.
I ask you to forgive my ancestors.
I ask you to forgive my ancestors.
For opening any demonic portals.
From opening all these demonic portals.
That's caused sickness.
That caused sickness.
Disease.
Infirmity. Infirmity.
The flow of the bloodline.
Throughout the bloodline.
That affect our physical bodies.
That affect our physical bodies.
I ask you to forgive myself.
Forgive myself.
For any hidden bitterness.
Forgive me for any hidden bitterness.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Or resentment.
Or resentment.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
Father, here I am.
Father, here I am.
I'm your daughter of Zion.
I am your daughter of Zion.
You said in Isaiah chapter 4.
You said in Isaiah chapter 4.
You will cleanse the daughters of Zion.
You will cleanse the daughters of Zion.
With the spirit of burning.
With the spirit of burning.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And the spirit of judgment.
And the spirit of judgment.
And so, Father. I desire my healing.
What did you say?
I desire healing and deliverance.
I desire healing and deliverance.
From hatred of parents.
From hatred of parents.
From having a broken spirit.
From having a broken spirit.
For sexual molestation.
For sexual molestation.
Any occult involvement.
And all the cultic involvement.
All right, I bind the strong man operating in your daughter of Zion, Father. And I command those spirits to come out of you now. Come out of you now in Jesus' name. hatred of parents, that by your spirit broken, you know, sexual abuse. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Don't hold back. Come on, they were running. Don't hold back. Come on out. Get a napkin. Come on, get a napkin. Come on, out of there. I lose the spirit of burning. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, here they come. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, go. Hatred of parents. Come on. Hurt by parents. Come on, rejection of parents. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, go in Jesus' name.
Pre-verbal. It's all pre-verbal.
But that's okay.
Most of it is pre-verbal.
Okay, but that's okay. Let the enemy stay on the run right now. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of there. Rank and file. Go. In Jesus' name.
Go. Hatred of parents, rejection of authorities, rejection of parents.
I want you to listen to me. I'm saying, come on. Be humble and let me just pray for you, okay? We're getting some results, but you're cutting them off. Okay? Okay? I love you, and Jesus Christ loves you, and I just want you to listen to me, okay?
But you want me to cough them out when you say them?
No, I don't want you. I want the Holy Spirit to do the work in you.
Okay, you don't want me to cough them out.
I don't want you to pretend or do anything.
Okay.
I want you to let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Come on, out of there now. Come on, hatred. Right. Go in Jesus' name. I lose the spirit of burning right now. Come on, out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Here they come. Here they come. Come on, out of there. Go where Jesus Christ was sending you. Go, that's a big one. Come on out of there now. Sexual abuse. Come on. Rape, incest. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go out of there now in Jesus' name. Hurt by family. Come on, distrust of family. Come on, out of there now. Hurt by family, distrust the family. I see eyes are burning. You're okay. You're going to be okay. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Is that right? Come on, out of there right now in Jesus' name. All those contrary spirits, all those dark contrary spirits that's plaguing you, I command you to come out. That's right. Come on, out of there. All those contrary spirits. Come on, out of there now. That's right. Go. Get a napkin, sweetheart. You got a napkin, get you one right there. There you go. So come on, out of there now. Out of there now. Go. Out of there now. Every dark, contrary spirit is hiding. Come on, out of there now. In Jesus' name. There you go. That's a big one. Out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Go. In Jesus Christ's name. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Go. You have anything to say to her? Go in Jesus' name. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Come on, stubbornness. Oh, stubborn spirit. Spirit that are stubborn. Come on. Yes. Come on. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. Come on. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. Nobody loves me. Nobody understands me. And nobody cares about me. That's right. Come on, out of there. Yeah, that's a big one there. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands me. Come on. I even sense where you've been frustration. I sense the spirit of frustration there. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Father, we take authority over the enemy night attacks. I come against a night attack where the enemy has been attacking you. Come on. That's right. Come on. Out of there now. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Go where Jesus Christ would send you. Go. How do you feel? Are you okay? Your eyes are burning? You okay?
Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm not gonna push you too much, but just let me finish. Okay? All right, okay. Father God, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the healing. And we pray the Holy Spirit will begin to take residence, Lord, even in those areas, in Jesus' name. Father, I lose the peace of God that passeth all understanding upon our life, Lord. I lose that peace, Lord, oh God, and even in the midst of the frustration. Yeah, well, come on, out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now. in Jesus' name. Father, I just loose the love of Jesus into her heart. And Lord, we just loose into her life the blessings of the Lord in her life. That God does love her. Jesus loves her. Even though she feels at times she's not loved, but the Lord loves her in Jesus' name. Okay? All right. Take a deep breath and tell me how you feel. How do you feel, honey? How do you feel, honey?
Good. I have a tendency to stoop and not stand up straight.
Lord, we pray for the kidney. We pray for the reins, Lord, the kidneys of reins. And we just pray, the Father, that you will release the Holy Spirit to strengthen those areas of the kidneys. They will release all toxins, and the kidneys will flush. There will be a cleansing, Lord, a flushing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There will be a strengthening of those kidneys in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Okay. 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 We thank God for you. And thank you for your humbleness and just coming for prayer, okay? All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anybody with heart problems that we can pray for? Any heart problems? Can we shift to someone else?
Apostle Colonel, yes. Mary Berg has a form of lupus in her scalp area.
Okay. Miss Berg. Okay.
Mary Berg.
Okay. Okay, can we talk with her, please?
Yes, she's right there in the purple right here.
Yes.
Okay, we can't see her, but okay.
I'll put her on the spotlight, and I'll put you on the spotlight.
Okay. Miss Bird, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
You know, the Lord bless you.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that situation there.
Well, I was taken from my mom when I was six. And I was raised by my great aunt, who was abusive and an alcoholic. And I left home when I was 12. But what I find interesting is that my daughter, she has it. And I was separated from her when she was 3 years old. And my granddaughter has it. I just learned. And she was rejected when she was 2 years old. And so it just seems like it's the firstborn. You know, I was the firstborn of my mom, but I never knew her. So.
Okay. Is that all? Anything else?
Oh, I have a lot going on, but I'm not going to go into it. I just thank God that I'm still here, and his mercy and grace is new, and he sustains me and keeps me every day. I have heart, I have eye problems.
You are a blessing. Let me give you a word of knowledge, what I'm sensing here. When I looked at you again in the top of your head, I see some type of light, but it's like it's swirling. And Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord, I just bind the plans of the enemy off the top of her head. All the attacks on our head, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I break that off of her now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name, I command that. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I break that off of the top of her head right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray that the Lord, that you will restore the dryness of the scalp, the dry scalp there. Father, in Jesus' name, and I pray for moisture, even in the hair area, even the hair roots and the hair canals, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Just stay right there. Stay right there 1 minute, okay? We're just trying to look at the spiritual realm. Thank you, Father. God, break it off of her now. In Jesus' name. The word lupus means running over. And I think you answered the question. Lupus is also rooted in rejection. It's one of the spiritual roots of rejection. And Father, I just pray for your daughter right now, Lord, that God, Psalms 27 verse 10, you say, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me. The Lord will take me up in the name of Jesus. Sister, get a napkin. Come on. Get a napkin, please. Please. Nobody's with you right now. Okay, can you get a napkin, please? It's okay. Okay. All right. Come. All right. It's okay. You're okay. We're going to wait on you. Okay. All right. All the rejection, all the deep hurt, the deep emotional hurt, I command those spirits to come out of you now, deep emotional hurt, and the pain and the torment of not being loved and not having an obedient family. I break that off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. And all the frustration that you feel, go, go in Jesus' name. And I hear my spirit when you say, Lord, I'm tired. Father, give her strength, Lord, where she's weak. Give her strength where she feels tired, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I come against that spirit of fatigue, Lord, where she feels like, I don't know if it's I bind that anemia on that bloodline. Yeah, come out there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. And that anemia on that bloodline where the enemy, like vampiric spirits is trying to drain that iron from you, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I even pray, Lord, that the stiffness I'm sensing in your joints and even your ligaments, where there's been stiffness in your joints, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just break that curse of arthritis off of her, pain in the joints right now in Jesus' name. Come out of her now. Come out of her now. Out of the bones, out of the bone marrow. Come on. I come against trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Come on. Come on. Out of there. Out of there now. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Sister, those things ready to bust. Come in one cough, honey. They're ready to bust. Come on. Give me one cough if you can. Come on. Here they come. Come on, there they are. Come on, out of there. They come out. Come on. You're okay. Jesus Christ is with you. Come on, out of there. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Pain in the joints. Come on. Trouble in the bones. Come on. Trouble in the bones. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, God is being good to you tonight, sweetheart. He's being good. Father, I pray in the spine, the lower back region right there. I pray in the area of the bones, running up those bone lines there, Father. I even pray in the area of the bladder. Lord, God, strengthen the bladder from any weak urination. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just strengthen that colon, even on her behind half, in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, hold on, sister, I'm just in this. I break spoken word curses off of you. When you were a young woman, a lot of spoken word curses. Come on, off of you. I break that off of you now. Come on out of there. There you go. It affected your heart. So you grab your heart. Come on, out of there. And even any heart problems, come on, come out of there now. Come out of there now. Any heart pain. The Bible says, because of fear, men's heart will fail them. Because of fear, men's hearts will fail them. Fear is another root cause to heart problems. Come on, out of there now. In Jesus' name. Go. I wish somebody was in that house with her. Go in Jesus' name.
Yes, and we break off of you right now unnecessary burdens you're carrying. Your shoulder, the tents coming all around your shoulders and in the back. You're trying to be strong for everybody except yourself. Everybody depend on you. I break it off of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. All unnecessary burdens that you've been carrying, all the pain that is sitting around your neck and around your arms and shoulders, we break it off of you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to it right now that you are healed in Jesus Christ's name. And I come against the octopus, the squid spirit that tried to tell you you're going out of your mind or something wrong with you. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go and loose her now in Jesus Christ's name. Come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break your powers now in Jesus Christ's name. You're not going crazy. I come against that spirit that speak lies to you in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing to your head, to your shoulders, in Jesus Christ's name. We speak it now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Amen. Father, we just thank you. Father God, for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance in the name of Jesus. And Father, I even pray for that. There's some young ones she's praying for. She's asking for protection for these young, kids. Yes. Okay. I just sense that that's a word of knowledge. And Father, I just pray for them right now. Zechariah 2:5, a wall of fire, divine hedge of protection around these babies that she loves. She's so concerned about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
All right. Father, we loose into her life.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
We loose in the midst of that rejection. We, Father, we ask you to loose the love of God, the love of Yeshua into our life right now in Jesus' name. We ask you to loose that peace of God that passes all understanding into our life right now, Father. In the name of Yeshua, we pray right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay. Okay. How do you feel?
I just feel so blessed.
Okay.
I
want you to take a deep breath, raise your hands, and just watch that release. You gotta get, take a deep breath, and then breathe out. Come on, get a release. Oh, yeah. Come on down. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That is so good, isn't it? Oh, now you're ready to reach heaven. Okay. Hallelujah. That is so sweet. That's sweet. That's a sweet lady there. Precious. All the ladies are so sweet, precious. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Oh,
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and what? A sound mind.
Yes.
Mark 16:17 said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In Yeshua's name shall we cast out devils.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We love you.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
All right. We love you. We want to sense in our hearts. How the Lord would lead us, where to pray, I'm sensing, not around you, but thank God for you. It's somebody out there. I'm sensing a spider's web and in the vision of the Lord, I sensed this spider, but he's trying to weave a web. And it looks like some kind of loan, financial transaction that you need to pray about, ask God's will and direction before you make this loan and make this transaction. Because I sense a spider's web. It's like a witchcraft trap. Because there's anybody out there that's trying to make some type of loan transition, and then you haven't consulted the Lord about it. Is there anybody out there? If I miss God, I'll be the first one to say it. I miss God. I'm not ashamed. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Okay.
She waved
her hand. Miss Olson, you waved your hand? Okay. Okay. What are you saying, honey?
It's not a loan, but my husband inherited a couple $1 million from his dad, but my husband has schizophrenia, so they put it in a trust fund. But a lady attorney told me this trust fund they're using is terrible.
Okay. Well, Father, we just pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move on your daughter. And Father, we pray that you will set things in order. Set things in order, Lord. We ask you to run a null and void the enemy's plans. And we pray, Lord, that this is your daughter of Zion here, Miss Olson. Father, we pray that you will move upon it and set things in order on behalf of that trust fund and on behalf of those financial transactions. Father, we ask, Lord, that you will untangle the spider's web. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Who is somebody that feels trapped? Somebody feel like a bird in a cage? You can't get out? Who is Dorothy?
Donya Davis.
Donya
Davis.
It's a bad transaction. Had transitions, when is it? Transactions. I'm not sure what that was.
Oh, the world time, I don't know what that is.
Okay, Sonia is saying that she feels trapped. She's going to try to unmute her phone.
She's from Poland. Okay.
I'm trying to find her.
The Rota, it's me from Poland.
Okay, from Poland?
Huh?
Okay.
Yes. And my husband, if I can say something, my husband, 10 years, maybe more, yes, much.
That's not Sonny David.
Back with her percent. And it's so, my marriage is quite.
Okay, I'm muting her just for a moment, Brother Colonel, because you're having trouble hearing her.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we're having trouble hearing you, darling. Okay.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, where is Sonia Davis at? Can you speak, dear heart?
So we can go through marriage records.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Okay. Okay.
Sister Deborah?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you?
Hold on 1 second, Sonia. Hold on, baby. Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm sorry. I was thinking that we're having complications with others, and we could just, because of the time, just shift on into mass deliverance.
Yes, sir. That's fine. Did you want to pray with this young lady or no?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And after that, we'll shift, okay?
So, can you shift to mass? Okay, that's fine.
Okay, what's her name, Ms. Daniel?
Her name is Sonia Davis.
Sonia Davis?
Yes, my name is Sonia. Yes, I can.
Hello, how you doing? God bless you.
Thank you so much. How are you? Thank you.
Okay. Okay. What can we pray for you?
Well, you asked, you know, was there anyone on the line or the live that has been feeling or feel trapped? I deal with that.
Okay. May I ask that you're married?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. You're in a relationship. I'm just asking. You don't have to tell me.
Yes.
Okay. Can I dig a little further?
I'm sorry.
Can I ask another question?
You can.
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
You're okay.
As far as
the relationship?
I would say yes. I mean, I would say as far as me feeling trapped, you know, that was in, I'm speaking in other ways. The relationship, it's some ups and downs, but yeah. But, you know, as far as me feeling trapped, I feel that way for just different reasons, just different things, just okay. When I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to pray for you, and we thank God for you. Okay.
Thank you.
But when looked at you, when you first came up there, I am sensing past hurts, past unresolved hurts around you. There were some hurts that you endured. They haven't not quite been resolved. Okay? It's nothing against you. Okay, it's nothing against you. I'm just sensing that, you know, when I looked at you in my heart and my spirit and I saw that. So we're gonna just begin to, can I ask you another question? I mean, you got me asking questions.
Sure.
Were your mother and father married when you were born? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you go to church?
I attend services online, but I was attending a church home before the pandemic.
All right. Let me walk through you right now in a loving way. Okay. When you're born, there's what we call the curse of the bastard. Bastard is not a bad word. It's in the Bible. Okay. To make you feel comfortable, I was born under the curse of the bastard. In other words, my mother, I love my mother, but my mother was not married when I was born. It put me up under the curse of the bastard in Deuteronomy 23. And it says a bastard shall not enter the congregation of the Lord up to 10 generations. And under that bastard curse, I was rebellious. I rejected authority. Is that right? Sexually promiscuous. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just going to level with you. And what it was, I have a vagabond spirit on me. House to house. Apartment to apartment, job to job, relationship to relationship. I could never get settled. And every time I get a napkin, go ahead and get one. Give me a napkin before we go any further. Come on. Give me a napkin, please. Come on. Those things are coming to the surface right now. Have you got a napkin?
It's okay.
No. Okay. Cause they're coming to the surface right now. Okay. And what had happened was when I understood what the bastard curse was, Why I was on the vagabond spirit? Why job to job, house to house, relationship to relationship? Why every time I look around, things would fall apart? And then when I would think it was God, it wasn't God in a certain situation or relationship. And then I was got when I got saved, I got around some born again Christians. They broke that bastard curse off me, and they gave me a father's love because I didn't have a father. And they spoke into my life. They gave me a father's love. They broke the bastard curse off of me. And then I was able to get some freedom. Okay? Now you see where I was pulling at you. Is that right? Okay. So you're dealing in an area of what we call the bastard curse. And on your own free time, I want you to study that Deuteronomy 23. Is that right? Now, Jean, she's a female. Can you handle that? You can handle that for me. But she needs the mother's love. Was your daddy or what is your mother?
Can she call me and we do a 101?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Prophetess Jean. Can you call me and I do a 101 with you? Would that be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you take down my number?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I'm going to grab a pen.
And when Jean does that, we're going to step into to deliverance, mass deliverance, because of the time. Okay? Yeah, because we want to pull our way so we can go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. It's area code 678-488-2540. And you can call me right now, and I'll go ahead and talk with you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sister.
Bless you, baby.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. To the remaining viewers, let's get started. If there's anybody living or dead who have hurt you, disappointed you, violated or molested you, you're going to have to forgive. I want everybody to prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit right now. Now, is there anybody living or dead who have hurt you, wounded you, molested you, raped you, or even in marital relationships? Come on, I'm going to give you some time to ask the Holy Spirit that you're going to have to forgive. Forgiveness comes from the heart and not from the mind. You can't just say, I forgive. You're going to have to mean it with sincerity and mean it with all your heart. I'm going to give you a few moments. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine that light in that area. Where any hidden bitterness, any hidden hatred there, or any unforgiveness you have towards anybody. Unforgiveness can cause cancer. Unforgiveness can open the portal or door for arthritis. Okay. All right. Father, I bind principalities and powers in the heavenlies. I bind every strong man operating in us. I bind every strong man beneath our feet. And Father, I pray you will send holy angels, holy angelic angels to assist in this deliverance, setting the captives free in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray Isaiah 4:4, you will cleanse the daughters of Zion with the spirit of burning and with the spirit of judgment. I pray Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in Jesus Christ's name. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. I break all spirits of rage and anger and temper tantrum that's connected to high blood pressure. Come out now. Rage and anger and temper tantrum is connected to high blood pressure. Come out now in Jesus' name. I break all generational curses off of you of high blood pressure on your bloodline and your family line in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now and go where Jesus Christ will send you. I come and get hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, hemorrhoids. Come on. An intestinal varicose vein is a hemorrhoid. Come on. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to that hemorrhoid that it will dissolve, and we command that hemorrhoid to come out of you now in Jesus' name. Hepatitis C, hernia, come out now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against this Hodgkin's disease that's rooted in bitterness and resentment and self-hatred. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against homosexuality. I come against lesbianism. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against hopelessness and depression. Come on, schizophrenia, suicidal, murder, hurt, gloom, burden, disgust, discouragement, self-pity, depression, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Some demonic spirits are stubborn. I want everybody to cough one time. Come on, cough one time. Cough one time. They're going to come out. Come on, come on, come on. Out of there now. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. Ear problems, ear infections. Come on, deaf and dumb spirit. Come on, lack of hearing. Go, go. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. All the ear problems. Come on, come on. Pop. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to come out of the people now and go in Jesus' name. Stomach problems, stomach ulcers, stomach digestion, come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against suicide. Suicide is rooted in hopelessness. Suicide, you get to the point where I have no hope. I have no vision. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, breathe them out, saints. In the name of Jesus. Come on, swelling in the body. Swelling in the lymph nodes. Swelling in the lymph nodes. Come on. Come on, swelling in the lymph nodes. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I come against teeth grinding at night where you lay in the bed and you grind your teeth. Come on. Come on. I break that off of you now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Tooth decay, tooth infection. Go, go. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Breathe those things out of there. Let them go. Come on, thyroid problems. Most women are having thyroid problems because of a lack of iodine, in the salt. Go, go. Come on, thyroid. Come on, thyroid. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonsillitis, torn ligaments. Come on, trauma. Come on, there's someone here who's been through trauma. I come against trauma. Come on, injury in your emotions. Trauma, come on, go in Jesus' name. Traumatic memory loss. You lost your memory because of trauma. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against ulcers. Ulcer, come on, ulcers. All the ulcers, come on, spirits that are sitting in your intestines are called ulcers. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break witchcraft spells off of you. Well, somebody put a spell on you. Come on, I break that off of you. Hoodoo, witchcraft. In the black community, they call it roots. Come on. I break that off of you. Hoodoo, witchcraft, roots. Come on. Come out of there now. The root worker, the root man. Come on. Out of there now. I break that off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Out of there, saint. Come on. Out of there. Breathe those things and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Aneurysm. Aneurysm in the brain. Come on. Aneurysm. I come against aneurysm. The chemical and electrical frequencies, harmony and balance, come on, in the brain. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against anger, rage, temper tantrum, pride, rejection, hurt feelings, burning, bitterness, wrath, resentment. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Bad temper, evil speaking, go in the name of Jesus. You like to quarrel all the time. You like to argue all the time. You like to fight all the time. Come out of the people now. Come on, breathe those things out. Come on, come on. Everybody, give me another cough again. Come on, come on, come on. Anger. Want to fight. I want to fight. Come on. I want to fight. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against problems in the ankles. In the ankles. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa. Or your own self-imposed diet. But the enemy is trying to get you to starve yourself. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the Antichrist spirit, which is a spirit of rebellion. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus. All right. I come against alcoholism. Come on. Come on. All alcohol spirits that affect in the liver. Come out now in Jesus' name. Okay. Makati. Cavassier, come on, out of there now. Whiskey, wine, go in the name of Jesus that's affecting the liver. Go, go, cirrhosis of the liver, come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. I come against arthritis. Arthritis. I come against hay fever in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, asthma sufferers. I bind the spirit of premature death that's connected with asthma, and I command the asthma spirit to come out of you now. Come on, asthma. Go. Go with Jesus Christ was sending you. Autism. Autism. Autoimmune disease. Come out now in the name of Jesus. All right. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against back problems. Back problems. Go. Many back problems here. Back problems. I command the ligaments and the muscles and the vertebrae and the joints to be adjusted in your back. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Make the adjust. Put your hands on your neck and make the adjustment in your ligaments and your muscles and your vertebrae and your nerves. Come on. Make it right now. Join in with me. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the Holy Spirit make that adjustment right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of baldness. My hair falling out. Your hair falling out. Come on, out of there now, baldness. I break the curse of baldness. Come on, as your hair will begin to grow in the name of Jesus. I come against barrenness, hormone imbalance, hormone imbalance. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, Bell's palsy, Bell's palsy. Come on, go in the name of Jesus. I come against bitterness, bitterness. I'm bitter towards my mother. I'm bitter towards my father. I'm bitter towards my sister. I'm bitter towards my brother. I'm bitter towards my grandmother and my grandfather. I come against the spirit of bitterness. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, give me one cough. Get that bitterness out of there. Bitterness can cause cancer. Come on, it can cause arthritis. Go, go in the name of Jesus. I come against violence and memory loss. I come against revenge, that revenge spirit. I got to get back at them. They did it to me. I'm going to go do it to them. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, bladder infections. A lot of people are coming down with bladder infections. Go. And then I command the infection to leave you now in Jesus' name. Bladder problems. Go. Bedwetting. You wet the bed. You don't have to be a child to wet the bed. You could have bladder problems that the enemy is causing and causing you to wet the bed. Go in Jesus' name. All right, Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, here's one, bronchitis. Bronchitis. Come on, bronchitis. Come out. Come out. Come out, bronchitis. Come out and go with Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Come out, bronchitis. Come on. Come on out of that, bronchitis. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out. Out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. Out of there now. Lay hands on your chest and rebuke that infection. Put your hands on your chest, that bronchitis spirit. Put your hands on your chest and rebuke that infection. Come out of there now. And go to the foot of Jesus, go to the foot of Jesus Christ. Bursitis. I command any bursitis, inflammation of the, in the body. Go. Go, bursitis, go. Come out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Breast cancer, rooted in bitterness, rooted in resentment. Breast cancer, where you feel like you weren't nurtured with your mother's breasts. You feel like your mother didn't nurture you when you were a young woman. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Cancer of the colon, leukemia. I come against leukemia. Any blood diseases out here, go. Go in Jesus' name. Ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, throat cancer, malignant tumors in your body come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a praise. Tell him thank you for your healing. Tell him thank you for your deliverance in Jesus Christ's mighty name. In Jesus' name. Just to thank him right now. Once again, Father, we just thank you for healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for the word that has came forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for such an exciting time in Lake Hamilton as always. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Father God, I pray for the people right now. I bind any demonic backlash. I bind any demonic attacks that will come upon the people when they exit, when they leave this monitor here. Lord, I pray Zechariah 2:5 that you will put a wall of fire around them for protection in their vehicles, Lord, in their homes, in their finances, among their marital relationship, and even among their children, a wall of fire to protect them from any anger attacks of demonic spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray holy angelic protection upon these people. We even pray, Lord, that a visitation of the Spirit of God when they sleep upon their beds at night. But we pray a visitation of dreams and visions. You will show them things present and you will show them things to come. And I even pray tonight, dear Father, that the ones who said that I don't dream, Father, let Joel 2 and let the book of Acts chapter 2 come to pass. Let it manifest, Lord. And let them begin to dream, Lord, and see things in the spirit, things that they knew nothing of. Even warn them about their families and their children and direction and purpose and destiny and even their call, Lord. Show them their call that's even on their life. Now, Lord, we give you the praise and give you the glory in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Deborah,
the Lord. I'm going to reach that back to you, sister.
Okay, God bless you, Apostle Kerna. Lord, we thank you for Apostle Kerna and Jean, Prophetess Jean. We thank you for the word tonight. We ask that you pour back into them, oh God. Thank you for strengthening, oh God. Just thank you for your holy word. We pray and thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Brother Merle, did you want to have comments?
I just have to say to Jean and Kerna, the words that they have brought last night really, really helped me. And tonight, I know that I was late getting back. And Sister Jean, I'm glad that you spoke and spoke again that prophecy so I could hear it all. And Brother Kerna, you always come with a word from the Lord. And I thank you so much that you're part of Lake Hamilton.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Part of our team. And Deborah, I thank you also for your help, Patty and Kevin, for all that you have done for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yes. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I speak peace. I ask that the Lord's ministering spirits, His angels of love come down on everyone that has been in this meeting tonight, that they come and minister peace, joy, and love to all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And Brother Kern, if I could say this to you, when you were talking, I thought about the card that we have to have to go into a restaurant or go into a store or go somewhere. This is a prelude to the Antichrist.
Yes.
It's a prelude. They're testing us right now to see how far they can push it. And when you were speaking that came to me and I thought, oh my God, this is what's going on right now. This is what's going on. And they will push it so far, but you can see that the people are rising up. They're rising up in Canada. They're rising up across this country and saying, we're not going to take that. We're not going to do that. So things in 2022 are going to start to turn around.
Yes.
Yes. The Lord is in control. He's always in control.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyway, peace to all of you. And we love you all. And we'll say, good night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Merrill.
God bless.
Thank
God bless
you, Kern and Jean.
Love you.
Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.